Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants in New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. After weeks of pressure from Congress to step down, Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki is doing just that. Today, the retired four-star general tendered his resignation, and President Obama accepted it. Obama praised Shinseki's leadership to address reports of mismanagement at VA facilities, but as Obama noted, that may not be enough.
He has worked hard to investigate and identify the problems with access to care. But as he told me this morning, the VA needs new leadership to address them. He does not want to be a distraction because his priority is to fix the problem and make sure our vets are getting the care that they need.
Republican House Speaker John Boehner says Shinseki's resignation is not enough.
Until the president outlines a vision and an effective plan for addressing the broad dysfunction at the VA, today's announcement really changes nothing.
Shinseki will be temporarily replaced by his deputy, Sloan Gibson, while the administration searches for a new VA secretary. His departure follows an internal report that found deep-seated and broad problems in a system that is tasked with helping 6.5 million veterans a year. The investigation resulted from allegations that some veterans died while waiting longer than they were supposed to for treatment. The Republican-controlled House has passed legislation forbidding the federal government from interfering with medical marijuana in states where it is legal. NPR's Esfidate reports the vote in the wee hours today surprised even the proposal's sponsors.
49 Republicans joined with 170 Democrats to tack the provision onto a larger spending bill. It bans the Department of Justice from preventing the use of medicinal marijuana in 32 states and the District of Columbia where local laws allow it. The amendment was sponsored by California Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher.
Some people are suffering, and if a doctor feels that he needs to prescribe something to alleviate that suffering, it is immoral for this government to get in the way.
Rohrabacher and several Democratic co-sponsors admit they don't have commitments from the Senate that it will agree to the new language. Any such agreement is likely weeks or months away at the earliest. Esfidate, NPR News, the Capitol.
A second team of European observers may be missing in eastern Ukraine. Here's NPR's Peter Kenyon.
In a statement, the OSCE says a team of four international monitors and a translator was stopped by armed men in Lugansk province. Earlier this week, another monitoring team was detained near Slavyansk. A rebel leader says that team is being held and should be released shortly. In addition to deploying short-term monitors for Sunday's presidential election, the OSCE keeps long-term monitors in Ukraine to observe the security situation. U.S. officials say after long promising to pull its troops back from the border with Ukraine, Russian forces appear to be withdrawing in significant numbers, although thousands of Russian troops are still there. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Kiev.
Dow is down 29 points. This is NPR News. The new executive editor of the New York Times, Dean Baquet, says his predecessor and former boss was fired after, quote, a period of tumult at the newspaper. Baquet spoke for the first time about the firing of Jill Abramson in an exclusive interview with NPR's David Folkenflik.
Baquet had been the number two newsroom executive. He acknowledged he told publisher Arthur Sulzberger that he was upset by Abramson's efforts to hire a new digital deputy, but said he made no ultimatum.
I never said to anyone, it's me or Jill. I think that's a simplistic calculation.
Baquet emphasized the Times' commitment to investigative reporting, but conceded it needs to move more forcefully on digital matters.
In some ways, I may be the last New York Times executive editor who was a police reporter. I'm 57. I covered cops and courts in New Orleans. I did trials, the whole nine yards. Something tells me that if not my successor, the person after her or him, will have learned journalism in a completely different world.
He says he's working hard to reassure reporters and editors. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.
The National Park Service will begin marking historical LGBT sites. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell says the struggle for equality for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Americans is ongoing, and part of the National Park Service's job is to tell that story. Jewell made the announcement at New York's Stonewall Inn, the site of 1969 riots that were widely credited with sparking the modern gay rights movement. U.S. stocks trading lower at last glance, with the Dow off 25 points at 16,674. S&P 500 off slightly at 1919. NASDAQ down 16 points at 4232. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fifth Generation Incorporated, maker of Tito's Handmade Vodka, American-made and gluten-free. Recipes at titosvodka.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour. At 1 o'clock, stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. We start off this hour with the band Mississippi Heat. They're out of Chicago. The name's Mississippi, but they're out of Chicago. And the band leader is Pierre Lacoque. He's originally from Israel, fine blues harp player. The vocalist is Annette Avizor. We're going to go back to their 2005 disc, Glad You're Mine. Here is Annette Avizor featured doing her rendition of I'm a Woman.
This is the woman's national anthem. Yeah. I've got 44 pairs of socks. Got them hanging out on the line. I can wash 2 dozen shirts, y'all, before you can count to 9. I can scoop up the great big dipper full of lard from the dipping can. And then, oh, I'll do all of my shopping for my baby before it melts in the pan. Yes, I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Hear what I say. Yes, I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. That's all it is to it, honey. I can rub and scrub my house till it's shining like a dime. The baby, change your tire and do my face all at the same time. I can get all dressed up and party until 4 a.m. and then, I'm at 5, jump up at 6 and go to work. Hear what I say. I can be your
right, honey. Make your woman proud.
Band Mississippi Heat, again from the disc Glad You're Mine, with vocalist Annetta Visor doing a fine job on I'm a Woman. Next year on KRVS, we go back to 1960 and music from Etta James. Oh, and then the spell was cast.
sunset on the day. My mind grows weary, I feel a burning weight. I once was happy, I felt no pain. I had a roof to shelter me from the rain. Well, my cord is torn, seems come undone. My cup is empty, can you spare some love? I'm down and now, not a penny in change. I should leave this place. Ain't no use in staying. My soul is weary, my heart is warm. It slept in days, no house and no home. End of your time. I don't need a penny, I don't need a dime. I'll tell you my story, not a word of a lie. It's a tale of sadness and a wasted life. Well,
Cassie Taylor with a number called Spare Some Love from her disc Out of My Mind that came out in 2013. She was preceded by Etta James. We heard Etta James here on KRVS from 1960 and doing her, one of her classics, At Last. And we turn next here on KRVS to Cassie Taylor's father. In fact, Cassie is on this next track we're about to hear, playing bass. We're going to listen to a number from the disc Contraband. It came out in 2012. Otis Taylor's had a number of discs out. This Colorado resident with a lot of interesting brooding blues. Here he is, Otis Taylor, from the disc Contraband, with a number called Your $10 Bill.
I'm your lover, sure for two. $10 bill, you got the blue. I'm your fur coat, your Russian hat. Keep you warm when I come. Keep you warm, woman, when the winter comes. All I need is a little kiss. All I need is a little kiss. Russian hat, your fur coat too, just won't keep you warm when the winter comes, just won't keep you warm. I can be your blue. All I want, a little kiss at night. All I want, a little kiss at night.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Mary Jane Broussard with Donna Angel and Jimmy Bro and Friends. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
I'm a bad boy. in your town alone. Well, I ain't got nobody to call my own. I'm a bad boy, a long way from home. I'm a bad boy, a long way from home. I ain't got nobody my
19th Street Red from a disc called Red Dog, recorded in New Orleans in 2005, obviously before Katrina. Red, his career first started in Washington, D.C., then moved to Oakland, and in 2002 to New Orleans. That was his rendition of Bad Boy. He was preceded by Otis Taylor. We heard Otis Taylor from the disc Contraband doing a number called Your $10 Bill. Next year on KRVS, back to 1953 and some early B.B. King.
She got a real crazy leg, upsets me, baby. Yes, you upsets me, baby. Yes, I'm telling you people, she's something fine that you really ought to see. Well, she's not too tall, complexion is fair. Man, she knocks me out the way she wears her hair. You upsets me, baby. Yes, you upsets me, baby. Like being hit by a falling tree. Woman,
woman, what you do to me. Well, I've tried to describe her. It's hard to start. I better stop now because I got a weak heart. You upsets me. Well, you upsets me, baby. Well, like being hit by a falling tree. Woman, what you do to me?
Number as a dedication to a very wonderful and an outstanding blues singer as a tribute to Muddy Waters.
I want you to run me. Rock me all night long. I want you to rock me, baby. Rock me all night long. I want you to rock me, baby. You don't know how good you make me feel. Sun going down, down behind the trees. Sun going down, down behind the tree. I want you to run me, baby. You don't know how good you make me feel. I think I better blow a little bit right here.
Thank you.
Ha, 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 oh, Lord. You take me home this morning and lay me down in your bed. Can you do me just a little bit of favor, baby? Call my name, let me hear you say Junior, baby. Can I hear you call me Junior, baby? Call my name, I just want to hear you say, I love you, Junior. Tell me that you love me, baby. Let me hear you say, Junior, I need you. Ah, ha, ha, ha. My, 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 baby. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Let me hear you say, Dad, I need you. Let me hear you say, Dad, I need you. Muddy, I'm sorry, but I got to go right now. But don't forget that everybody's thinking about you and hoping that you'll soon come home so you can sing the blues just one more time.
Junior Wells on blues harp and vocals with his rendition of Rock Me Baby, and as he said, a tribute to Muddy Waters. And Junior recorded back in 1969, Otis Spann was on the piano, and also Louis Myers on guitar on that that rendition, which is available on a Delmark Records compilation called Delmark 60 Years of Blues. This one came out this past spring. And before hearing Junior Wells, we heard B.B. King from 1953 doing a number called You Upset Me, Baby. Next year on KRVS, had a request for some Lightning Hopkins. We're going to go back to January of 1959 and a recording done by folklorist Sam Charters. He had been searching for Lightning for something like 3 days in Houston's Third Ward, couldn't find him, and finally Lightning found him. And Sam talked him into letting him record Lightning. Lightning had not been doing too much in the way of recording for a few years at this time, and this particular recording helped revive interest in his music. Here is Lightning Hopkins, recorded by Sam Charters with just one microphone in Lightning's room after Sam procured a guitar and a bottle of gin. Lightning Hopkins with Come Go Home With Me.
Baby, come go home with me. Baby, come go home with me. I'll make you just as happy as any woman can be. Yes, I will. My mama told me, and papa too, told me just how that a woman do. She'll run you crazy one day, crazy than a man can be. She's the son, send a girl over home to me. Mama wanna chastise her. long time. I see her that is working her toes. She wanna dance. Go ahead and dance with her. She can cut it. Don't you believe it? Uh-huh, I guess you see now. I wouldn't lie for nothing. For a lie, I'll shut my mouth. I wouldn't lie for nothing. For a lie, I'll shut my mouth. When my wife, she tell me, see you lying, Sam, every time you walk about. Don't call me no lie, make me mad. Got good, my old lady. She come on, let's dance too. That's all right. And I'm gonna cut a step she can't cut. Oh, I like to feel. My back kinda hurts too. I bet I go to the doctor and see what done happened to me. Back from the doctor, huh? Yes, I am. What'd he say? I better be careful. Sit down and don't dance no more. He said, I better be careful. Sit down and don't dance no more. My wife, she told me the same thing. I said, shut up for you. Find yourself getting up off the floor. I know she wasn't no doctor.
And goodness knows she got sugar-coated love. Yes, sugar-coated love. She's a real gone baby and a don't mean maybe she's mine. Can use and that sugar coated love. Yes, sugar coated love. She's a real gone baby, and I don't mean maybe she's mine. If you wanna know what sugar coated love is, it's the best love that they got. It's the kind of love make the old feel young and make the North Pole hot. That sugar-coated love. Yes, sugar-coated love. She's a real gone baby, and I don't mean maybe she's mine.
Sugarcoat of Love, Lazy Lester, one of his recordings from the studios of J.D. Miller out of Crowley, Louisiana. He recorded quite a number of tunes back in the late 50s and early 60s and recorded long after that, but his classic sides come from those Crowley sessions. Before we heard Lazy Lester, we heard Lightning Hopkins from 1959, had a request for Lightning, so we pulled up a number called Come Go Home With Me. And Lazy Lester got his connection with J.D. Miller Studios in Crowley through Lightning Slim. He ended up meeting Slim on a bus, knew who he was, and ended up going to one of the J.D. Miller sessions with Slim, just sort of accompanying him. And they had a need for a harp player. The scheduled harp player didn't show up, and Lester said, well, I can play harp, and that opened up the door for him. Here is Lightning Slim from January of 1959 doing Tomcat Blues.
It's some black cat keep on howling. Keep on howling, and he's prowling round my home. I really don't know what in the world the matter, but it's something going on wrong. Oh well, one morning tried to hit his trail. I knowed it was a tomcat, cause I see where he drug his tail. I know it, it's some tomcat howling around my home. Well, I don't know new world of trouble, but it's something going on wrong. Well, let's blow a while, son. Yeah, that tomcat is howling around my home. Oh, well, I got up early one morning. Was striking full. That black cat led me right up to my baby's door. So that tomcat led me, and I really know the score. Cause that gal that used to be my baby, she ain't my gal no more.
I wanna change your mind. Today
Frank Bay and the Anthony Paul Band from a disc called Soul for Your Blues. Let me change your mind. And they were preceded by Lightning Slim. We heard that Rain native back from 1959 doing a number called Tomcat Blues. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. Also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in a few minutes on American Roots with Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by Freetown Radio and Roger Cash. This program is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we are member-supported public radio, thanks to all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We would not be here without that support. Thank you. Thank you very much. The late Piedmont guitarist and instrumentalist Etta Baker with a number called Goodbye Blues. She's going to take us on up to the top of the hour and American Roots. Thanks again for tuning in and have a great weekend.
Poppy Tooker, host of the weekly show Louisiana Eats. Each week we'll meet farmers, fishers, chefs, and home cooks who provide the special ingredients that make our food so distinctive. We'll keep you up to date with national and local food trends and share recipe tricks and tips along the way. Please join us Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. for Louisiana Eats, edible content for Louisiana food lovers, right here on KRVS 88.7 FM.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.